What is good, everybody? Shawnee Shawn here, and you're still searching for that gift for that special lady in music? Well, stop by our website at www.fretsisters.com and head to our merch store. We have tons of gifts, plus new ones for you to give to that special someone. Also, you can view our shop at our social media at Fret Sisters in our Instagram and Facebook.
What's good? This is LaCole Rose from Fret Sisters. Please don't forget to follow us on IG at Fret Sisters. You can also follow us on Facebook at Fret Sisters. And if you'd like to be featured in a podcast or simply have any questions, you can email us at fretsistersmusic@gmail.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Meet you, Joanna.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Okay. I've been following your page for so long.
Thank you so much. So how's it going?
Not bad. Yeah, just came off of one of the theater shows, so have some time off, which is nice.
Okay.
A bit of a break.
All right. Well, we want to thank you. I'm Autumn from Fret Sisters Music.
Yes.
We're a worldwide entertainment supporting group for women and girls, from musicians to athletes, to dancers, to producers, everything ladies are into.
Cool.
Okay. And we've been following you, you're a bassist, and I see you play tuba also.
A little bit, yeah. I dabbled this year.
Well, tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, so I've been playing bass since I was 10 or 11 years old. I started in the orchestra in school on the upright, so that's where I got that started. I had already been taking piano lessons at home privately, so I had all the groundwork was laid, and all I had to do was just pick up the bass, because I don't remember that moment where I was like, I want to play this sort of thing. It just, I have no memory of that moment, but it's just like been a part of me pretty much my whole life at that point. So started in schools, didn't really take music seriously until I graduated college, because I'd never really had a plan. But while I was trying to get a full-time job, the whole time I was gigging and just getting myself known. And so I kind of took a step back and thought, you know, maybe this could be a full-time thing. So slowly, after working in retail, I was a substitute teacher for years, built up a studio of students, and then have found steady work at the local regional theater here. I think a lot of my success is the fact that I'm here in this spot. Somehow everything just kind of fell into place, because we have the regional theater. There's plenty of musical opportunities, and we're close enough to DC, close enough to Richmond to kind of get into those scenes as well, and just been very, very fortunate with the community of musicians in this area.
How long have you been playing bass?
So I'm 33, I think. It's been a little over 20 years, which is crazy to think, but
time flies, right?
Yeah. 10 years professionally, but yeah, I've been playing since I was a kid, so.
You cover all genres. I've been watching you. I've looked at you play original music. I'm going to get into that. You play bass with an original group, and it's cabaret, blues, rock. I even saw some Talking Heads in there, right?
Yes, yep.
You're also a pit musician, orchestra musician, too?
Yes.
Great. So you cover all styles of music. Classical, because you also play the upright bass, or they say the double bass, and not only pizzicato, but I see you bowing. Which is so, so amazing to be able to play all that. And you play electric bass, 4 and 5, right?
Yep.
All right. So tell me about your the group, the original band you play with, the original artists.
Okay, so John Tyler Wiley and his Virginia Choir. He's been a friend of mine for many years, and he was, you know, one of the community members who kind of helped foster my career. Also, he has been a side man for a lot of his life, his professional career. So he finally decided to break off and do his own thing.
Now it's time I finally faced my own shame. But the whiskey doesn't work when it tells me that I need it.
And so he found, you know, he kind of like handpicked the people that he wanted to be in his band with them. And we, my husband's the drummer of that band, so that's really convenient. But so yeah, it's myself and my husband playing in the rhythm section, and then working with a couple different lead players. But he does all the singing, he does all the writing, but we kind of come together and start, we can arrange and write my own parts essentially for that, which has been really cool to do. And so we started in March of 2020 was our first show, and then COVID happened, so it was just like everything took a step back. So we were kind of a year behind where we would want to be, but we've just kind of been building off of the network of venues and festivals and places that he's been, places we've been. So yeah, we've been bopping around a lot. We found a nice kind of little home away from home in Appleton, Wisconsin. They have a really cool festival called Mile of Music there. Mm-hmm. So we've been there the past couple of years, and so yeah, just trying to slowly but surely just like stretch out from the mid-Atlantic.
Yeah. So your husband plays drums. I see the piano.
Yes.
Great studio.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. That was a slow process, but yeah, I've got my uprights. Just a cello over there.
You play cello also?
A little bit of cello too. Yep.
All right, so bass, cello, the tuba thing, and
a little bit of keys I can play.
Key and piano. Yeah, sure, sure. All right, and are you composing your music too with your husband?
No, not in a strict sense, really. We'll jam with friends and things like that, but I've never really considered myself much of a writer. I've always been a performer first kind of thing, so I'm ready to write down a bass part, but beyond that, it's never been my calling, I guess.
Yeah. And what about recording? Do you guys record your music at home, even if it's
mostly? Yeah, mostly from here or John's basement. Every once in a while, I'll do studio work in different places, but most of it's from home.
Right? Are you now? You were on a tour recently with your band?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, we kind of do these like offshoots. So yeah, we were in Wisconsin in the summer and dipped into Chicago in the spring, and we went to Ohio and Michigan also. We've just been kind of doing a lot of one weekend offshoots, just what's most convenient, what makes the most sense for the way that we work kind of thing.
Right. So you're in Virginia right now. Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What part of Virginia?
It's Fredericksburg, so it's halfway between Richmond and D.C.
Right. You know what, I'm in Greenville right now, South Carolina, and I drive back to New York, my home city. I'll spend the night in Fredericksburg.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Right, you know, because it's right, you know, it's at my halfway to New York City, beautiful town, and it's not as expensive as Richmond or D.C. But it's beautiful. Great. Virginia's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and warm. Okay, so like the instruments I did see, the brands, I think it's Fender, your jazz bass, your precision bass.
Yes.
I think I saw it. Is it a Stingray?
Yes, that's my blue one.
Really nice.
The blue baby. It's a Frank and Fender. I've kind of mix and matched a neck from one body to the next and replaced pickups and things like that. But that's the white one. Yeah. And then the Sadowski is the green 5-string.
Great instrument.
Yes.
What kind of amplifiers do you use?
I use, if I'm not going like directly into a system, I use, I have an Ampeg PF500 flip top, and it's served me well. I've never had to get anything else, never used anything else. At this point, it might just be too heavy, but
right,
so I might start thinking about getting something else. But other than that, I am very happy with it.
Yeah, notice that with amplifiers these days, a lot of musicians are going direct because who wants to carry the heavy?
Right.
You know, because the bass amps are heavy. And I notice people going direct from your church, your musicians that work in the pit. They just go direct in. If you have a pedal board and they just go direct in. So you just take your axe, plug right in. And it's easier than trying to lug all that stuff because it's so heavy and it's such a hassle. You know, unplugging it's just the way world we are in now.
Yeah, the technology's kind of kept catching up to that need, I think.
Yeah, the band, you have your laptops or your tablets on stage, you know, with your sound effects. It's just so, it's convenient.
Right.
It's convenient. Right. So that's great. And I saw that you were reading your charts. Obviously, if you're a pit musician, you're reading your charts. And I heard some music. It sounded like, if I was correct, I believe it was a Broadway or musical, or was it a movie soundtrack that you were playing?
Was I on upright or electric?
You were doing the pit. You were,
Okay. That might have been, just trying to think of Liz, either, was it that Hot Chocolate song from the Polar Express, maybe? That was a Christmas show last year.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Okay. So I was playing a bluegrass gig. There's one of them that was a bluegrass gig. Ooh, come back. And then another one. A lot of those are just like pickup gigs that I'll just snap a shot of.
Right.
Kind of thing. So yeah, I think started playing a couple of gigs with this one. They called Les Zazu, and they play just like French type cafe music. And so that might have been one of them. If I'm taking a video of it, it's most likely me sitting in the pit because it's easy to do.
Easy to I know, see. It's like your own little cubicle, your own world, right?
Right.
You're comfortable, you have all your music. You have a website.
So I'm. I've got a website. It's just my name, JoannaSmithBass.com.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of links to videos there, and a little bio, and then there's people can book lessons through that as well. And
your teacher too, right?
That's yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, God, this is one of those necessary things.
I'm going to go back to during the COVID time. A lot of musicians, since you're not out working, you're not gigging, you had to teach online or Zoom, and you know, just to keep yourself, keep yourself in practice and with your students, you had to do it online. And so we're still doing that, right?
I kept a handful online. Like I went back to in person, but there were a handful that were like, no, I kind of like this, so let's stay there. So like all Thursdays. I've got like 8 students that are all just online because they prefer it that way. Yeah.
It's a good thing because it saves gas, saves time.
Right.
In your home.
Exactly. Love it. Right.
Now I'm a dog lover. Are you? You're a dog. Yeah.
I do. Right? Yes. Yep.
Well, the
dogs and a cat.
What's the name of your dogs? What kind of dogs are they?
So I've got, one came from the SPCA. So she's a kind of a pit terrier mix. Her name is Ray, and she's about 50 pounds. And then we have another dog who is a rehome situation. Friends of ours have her like litter mate sister. Her name is Ada, and she is half Catahoula leopard and half Labrador. Yeah, so she's got some cool colors. And then we have a gray cat named Luke.
Luke. Yeah, I saw so many pictures of your pets. I said, oh, adorable.
Right. They're my babies.
They are. Are you into any other hobbies?
I like to read books. Kind of been trying to expand out from just like strict fiction. And then, you know, going from like true crime, there's like fantasy, and then getting into a couple of books of poetry and nonfiction, historical stuff. Yeah, just kind of keeping a, or, you know, throwing a broad net on that. Yeah. But I like to read a lot, and I do a lot of walking and running with the dogs too.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. You get your exercise, and they love it too. They love it.
Exactly. Yeah.
My dog. I have two dogs too, and they just love to be outside.
Right.
You know, it's just you're connecting with nature too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that reading and practicing. You have to, you know.
Stop, because I'm always listening to this screen, or it's the iPad, or the phone. You know, it's.
Yeah.
Even though it's not one all the time, it's still a screen most of the time. So yeah, I try to get outside and just not look at anything. I'm not even listening to music or anything like that. I'm just walking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's exactly. Nice to recharge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we want to thank you for Brett Sisters. Again, we have Brett Sisters merchandise. We have BrettSisters.com. Yeah. We speak to, like I said, bassists, guitar players, drummers, singers, producers. And we're collective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We're supporting all the ladies, even the professional ladies, you know, but from the beginner all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
Women in music this year, really big, especially this year.
Yes.
I know, you look at all of the women playing like yourself and the tours, the just everyone is really, the ladies really doing it big this year.
Right. Yeah, it's nice to see them, not just in the front, you know, you've got like the front lady, but like the players in the back too. It's nice to see it. Those things fill out. And
right, I was watching SNL the other day, and it's a band, they were actually, I'm trying to remember the name of them, but it was all girl band, all lady band.
Boy Genius,
correct.
Yeah,
they're awesome. I'm seeing more of that again, you know, and... a lot of inductees, women inductees into the Hall of Fame, a lot of people on tour, musicians, singers, rappers, everything. So that it's really a good thing now.
Right.
Of all ages and all over the world. So it's just,
right. Yeah, you know, the social media just makes it so easy to do that. It's nice to see that happen when it's, you know, it's like this is kind of what it should be instead of all the ugly things that it can be.
Right. All the good things, right? We try to stay positive and so on. So I want to thank you again. We all are Sean Marshall. I'm getting a miss for a name. Sean Marshall and Jenny Jam. And it's Nicole Rose and myself. We're the founding four. But this is our connection here. We all met at a convention. And we started this. Yeah. So it's really awesome.
That's good to see. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you can't just sit there and wait for people to ask you to make that happen. Just got to do it.
You just have to do it. And, you know, you have to connect with everyone, because we do appreciate your time.
Yeah.
You're awesome. And we'll be in touch, Joanna.
All right, cool.
Good one.
You too.
All right, bye.
Hey, Jenny Jam here. Thanks for tuning in to our latest episode of Between Frets. Keep checking back. We'll have more episodes loaded each week for your listening enjoyment. Peace and love.